This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight. Wells Fargo CEO John Stump is looking for a new job. He retires from the gig. Of course he had to do that. I wonder what his golden parachute included. He worked for the company for 34 years. And naturally, in the wake of this scam they pulled on the American people, somebody had to go. Why? The company was caught opening 1.5 million phony bank accounts and credit card accounts without the customer's consent. Would that not chap you off? What would really annoy you about your bank? You know, hey, we have free checking. Here's what I hate about banks. They always have hidden costs. Like, you didn't know we had a utility? You didn't know we had a utility fee that we slap onto your accounts? We charge you $15 every month or whatever it is. It's ridiculous. And then you imagine finding out you were paying a fraudulent account and you had no idea. You're in a hurry. We're busy. You think everything's normal, but yet they are just soaking you dry. Oh! They were fined $185 million, fired 5,000 people, including managers they held responsible. This guy, Stump, forfeited $41 million in pay and had to go to the Hill twice to testify about the sales culture and incentives at Wells Fargo. I do a thing when I speak called influential listening. I don't think he was an influential listener. I'm just thinking he wasn't. I mean, it's ridiculous. But what's even more ridiculous, and I said this in a previous hour, is what a layup, what a softball for anybody on the Hill. Because I've said this for a long time. We are a reactionary culture. We are reactionary. We have reactionary politicians. How about getting ahead of these disasters? How about more whistleblowers? But, of course, who wants to be a whistleblower when then you're ostracized and you lose your shirt and you can't even feed your family? Well, you think you're doing the right thing, but then you pay the ultimate price. I mean, thank goodness we've had whistleblowers in our history or some of the worst things that have ever happened, especially when it comes to white-collar crime, would never have been discovered, right? Donald Trump, in the boiling hot cauldron of the New York Times once again, Trump denying that he groped two women, because now that's the story that's come out. I mean, you knew there was going to be new stories that would happen. One is Jessica Leeds. She claims that she sat next to Trump on a flight in the 80s. She says he grabbed her and tried to put his hand up her skirt. He was like an octopus. I mean, then another one is from 2005. This Rachel Crooks, her name is, was working as a receptionist for a real estate investment company that was in Trump Tower. She says she ran into him outside the elevator, introduced herself. He began kissing her and said it was inappropriate. He lashed out at the reporters who wrote the story, saying it never took place and that he would sue the Times if they published the piece. So the report is Trump is furious about the news stories. He's going to war is how multiple top sources described the response. And then the campaign said, it's just fiction. Remember, there's another presidential debate. And at a press conference on Tuesday, attorney Gloria Allred earlier in the week said she had been contacted by women who have shared stories of inappropriate conduct by Donald Trump. Trump, in the meantime, told thousands of supporters jammed into a livestock arena in Ocala, Florida, that Paul Ryan and others had not congratulated him on his debate performance, and the crowd booed in sympathy. He said, "There's a whole lot going on, and we're going to figure it out. I always figure things out, but there's a whole sinister deal going on." So that was Donald Trump's day. As for Hillary Clinton, she is campaigning, but in one way, staying low. I say staying low because numbers are pouring in the polls, and they have her pretty high in the polls. Michigan, she's got, you know, over a 10-point lead at this point. And these are just polls, but the polls are starting to widen a little bit. So he's dealing with these allegations. Her people are dealing with bigger numbers. And we're less than 30 days out, and before you know it, we'll be electing a president. Can you believe it? After all this, electing a president. Early voting almost underway, or getting underway in some places. It's just that quick. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy. And then I have to throw this in at the top, and by the way, in our next segment, you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Does it not seem like Jeff Bezos, do you know his name? He's been around for a while now. He's got this little company called Amazon. Is Amazon going to just take over the world? They're going to build grocery stores. I was reading something in the Wall Street Journal today. That they're going to build grocery stores. So what does that mean? They're going to build these stores, and they're going to develop curbside pickup locations for food shoppers. So they're going to sell like milk and meats and all that kind of stuff. Customers in the store can order other items with longer shelf lives for same day delivery. So they're going to build drive-in locations where if you're in a rush, can you imagine this? I knew somebody would do it, and of course he's going to figure it out. If you're in a rush and you're like, oh gosh, I don't want to go to the store, you just order it, and then they're going to bring you pull up, and they're going to bring the groceries to the car. But you have to be a fresh service customer. But it's the latest move to get rid of brick-and-mortar food shopping. Think about Walmart, and now they do that. I mean, Amazon is dominating in e-commerce and convincing customers to shop online for everything from what you need in your house to electronics, what you're eating, that kind of stuff. And if they could crack the grocery market, because still, right now, most customers buy offline. But now customers purchasing online, driving to the parking lot, and then having it put in your car, I think that's a pretty big selling point. A huge selling point. Now, Walmart started a grocery pickup service about a year ago, and now it's in 100 different markets. I'm wondering how many people do that. Pull up. Oh, I can't even be bothered. I don't even want to go to the store and get my milk. Will you just please put it in my car? What a world. What a world. Taking your calls next here on America Tonight. Reaching clear with a
flashing bang. Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Blue skies mean everything is alright. Sunrise lifting in the skies. Blue skies mean we are gonna play nice. Sunrise till we say
America Tonight. We kind of zigged and zagged in all kinds of directions. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, Miss Kate. Thank you for the second night in a row. It's
hey.
A night owl week for me, and you're helping to keep me up. I appreciate it. I just wanted to comment.
Thanks for the call.
I just wanted to comment on my outrage of how biased the media has been with this campaign. I've watched today, and it's so clear to me, even on some of the conservative stations, especially like I'm sitting here during the commercial watching some of these late-night talk shows like the Seth Rogen. He's interviewing the vice president tonight.
Uh-huh.
Seth Meyers. God bless Joe Biden. You know, we cops, we always loved him, kind of like the crazy uncle because he loved us. But we got to throw him under the bus. You know, he's been the prototypical white man speak with forked tongue under Obama because he tries to still love us police. But, again, he's got to kowtow to the president who clearly doesn't like us. But he's just lost his mind. He's been trashing Trump as well. In fact, he elaborates so much. It goes right along with his past history with the plagiarism and all the other crazy stuff that comes out of his mouth from time to time, but he was talking about the beauty contestant who said that Donald Trump walked in like a voyeur to their dressing room, and he said, you know, it was a bunch of young girls, and everything that could have been magnified. And I watched the girl give her talk on CNN. He magnified it probably like 5 or 10 times. But that's the kind of bias that I see. And it's clear. And let me tell you, I've worked for many of the major department stores, and I've worked those cat box. That's the area that's cordoned off at the end of the catwalk for the bottles. And listen, nobody gets in and out of the cat box unless they need to be there. And those girls, let me tell you, if anybody thinks that models don't work hard, let me tell you something. I didn't realize how hard they work. They come off that catwalk, and they've got men, women, who are the operators, and they dress them, and they strip them immediately when they come off the catwalk, and they start putting on the next outfit.
Yeah, that's true.
It moves quick. Nobody's got time to ogle these girls. And I, as the police officer doing security, would keep people out. So it's a very professional working environment. And if he was in charge of making sure everything was running smooth, that was his job to go back there. I doubt he was ogling these people. Otherwise, I'm sure there would have been complaints. And the timing is not.
Yeah, you know, you're right about the dressing. Yeah, you're right about the dressing. The how quick that happens off the stage. I mean, boom! It is so quick. There's no doubt about it. I mean, here's the thing. It's like both sides of this. On both sides of the campaign, some of these stories, if you wanted to fact check everything, they're just the timelines, I don't think, Tom, even add up. So that's part of the problem. And do I think it's possible? Of course I think it's possible. Do I think that some of it could be exaggerated? Of course I think it can be exaggerated. Somebody, I was talking to somebody today, I was interviewing somebody for something, and they said, well, you know, the news media, the propensity to exaggerate. And of course, the timing of it is the timing of it, because in both cases, whether it's Clinton or whether it's Trump, that's the whole idea, is what can get thrown against the wall and what sticks and what doesn't stick. Let's go to Grim. Hi, Grim. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Kate. Yeah.
Yay.
You know, well, I've been enjoying, really, you know, you had a guy that seemed like he was pretty much a moderate from San Francisco that called in, and then this guy
David.
He called in the other night, and, you know, he's kind of right on with some of the stuff he says, you know. Of course, I've noticed I want to praise you, because unlike, you know, the mass media, Donald Trump's been getting all that free media press, you know, because he's been headlining the news up until about today, you know. I mean, he was number one topic, you know, and you were gracious enough to leave it alone there and start talking about the people that went through the hurricane. And you know, that's more important, if you ask me. If Donald wanted to do something, he ought to just go down there and just start hollering, "Where's Obama?" You know, where's Hillary? You know, because he'll get a lot of votes out of the people if he shows up down there. If he shows up, that's all it takes, is showing up down there, because he'll be more recognized. But, you know, the other night when he was talking about, you know, the government, you know, the fact that it's unconstitutional, you know, all these agencies, he was exactly dead right. But what he failed to mention that I want to bring up is the fact that there's a reason why the politicians of Washington do this, create, you know, the EPA, NASA, all these administrations, the IRS, as, you know, government contracted entities. It's because they don't get sued.
Yeah, they don't get sued.
That's what it's all about.
Very nice.
That's what it's all about, because the first thing when they sit down and they tell the newbies, too, when they get this conference and writing a bill or proposing one, is how far can we set it aside to where it won't affect us first?
Yeah.
That's the first thing they're going to say.
Yeah.
And most of them are attorneys. And that's why you have them as administrations. That's why the old saying is you can't sue the government, you know. Well, we're the government. You can't sue yourself. And they made sure of it. Boy, I tell you, if you could hold their feet to the fire, you'd get better government. And the other aspect of it is he also mentioned the fact that, you know, they don't practice Constitution. And I heard this guy, the Supreme Court, they have the power to do three things. The president has the power to do 10 things. And then Congress has the power to do 15 things if you read the Constitution. And the guy that I heard this from, he even said, well, everybody's complaining about smaller government. If they just practice constitutional law, we'd have smaller government.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Grim, thanks for that. We got to fly. We're going to quickly try to squeeze in Dan. Hey, Dan in Texas.
Hello.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, darling. Grim's right. If you follow the Constitution, we'd have smaller government.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm really pissed off the news media. They don't cover anything about WikiLeaks. They just bypass it. Oh, it doesn't exist, blah, 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 blah. And they have come up with some absolute bomb-busting explanations
for what's going on.
They're just sticking their heads in the sand. We're just ostriches. We don't see it. Nothing's happening. Nobody knows. Nothing's happening here. Nothing's happening here. And at the same time, Hillary is absolutely the most guilty person that's ever run for president. She's absolute no good, Nick. Pardon my French. And she deserves to be defeated. We've got to beat this woman. I'm telling you what. You're going to have a revolution in this country if they take over. I'm not kidding you. People are going to go to their guns. It's going to be absolutely bad. They're not going to take this. They've had all of Obama and all this tear down of America and all this talking bad about America and putting America down and the jobs going away and the wages going away and working part-time here and part-time there and Obamacare is shoved down our throats when we didn't want it and all this other crap. And then if we have a continuation of Hillary, hey, baby, we're going to have a revolution in this country. I'm not kidding you. It's going to come.
You know, you're not the only person that thinks that. I just had somebody else, Dan, tell me that same thing today that they really felt that way and they were not off the rails. They weren't kooky. They weren't conspiracy theorists. They just felt as though the people are not going to take this and they're very upset with what's going on with the government. All right, hang with us. A couple of great interviews stacked up for you that you might have missed. We got some requests for over the last week or so. So stay with us here on America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So Bill Clinton the other day calls Obamacare the craziest thing in the world and then later tries to take it back, I'm sure, after the White House freaks out, which they did immediately on the horn trying to tell him to be quiet. And the first person I thought of is I cannot wait to talk to Megan Barth. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. And certainly she's nationally recognized. You see her on TV, you hear her on radio all over the place as a political commentator, and she's a great women's advocate as well. So, Megan, I couldn't wait to ask you this question. What did you think when you heard of Bill Clinton's comment?
And welcome home, Bill. I've been fighting against this monster since they started talking about it. If I was around during Ted Kennedy, I would have been fighting against it then, too. But this is what Republicans, conservatives, and most common-sense-thinking people knew was going to happen when the government thought that they were going to be able to deliver health care and take over 1/6 of the economy. Some were saying, do you understand what the DMV looks like? Well, that's what your health care exchange is going to look like. And we were exactly right. And this is Bill Clinton's problem. He's campaigning for Hillary Clinton, but it seems like he's campaigning for us. He keeps contradicting the Democrat talking points. Now, I don't know if that's age or if he's just back to his old moderate ways. He's not really the leftist that his wife is. So we've been saying that it's going to fail, and it was destined to fail, and it sure is. I don't know if you realize this, but 16 co-ops have completely gone under, with Tennessee and Minnesota collapsing next.
Yep.
There are a handful of states, about a half dozen, whereby the consumers of those states are only going to have one choice in health care insurance. And many of those choices are going to spike their rates, right? Because there is no competition. And United Healthcare, for example, is exiting 31 of the 34 exchanges in which they participated in, and Aetna is leaving 11 of its 15 states by the end of this year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So what are those people? Yeah,
what do we do? What do we do, Megan? What are all those people supposed to do? They used to have health care. Now they're it's in disarray. I've told this story on the air. I went to one of those the doc-in-the-box things one time because I had, like, a weird infection and my doctor wasn't around. It was really seemingly no big deal. But when I was in the waiting room, I was listening to what they were saying to people, and it was like a la carte off the menu. Well, do you have $1,000 in your pocket to pay for that x-ray? I was like, wow, I can't believe it. And it's because I started to talk to people in the room, but they don't even know what their coverage is, if they even have it.
Right, exactly. And there's another report that I talked about. They always talk about the women's vote.
Yeah.
Well, women in Arizona, especially Phoenix, under a Phoenix healthcare plan, will pay 122% more in premium next year. Women in Texas, 60% more. Women in New Mexico, 56% more. And this is already on top of the 20 to 50% more that they are paying within the last years. So I've been telling people, 2017, as predicted, is going to be an absolute bloodbath in the health insurance market. If you like your doctor, forget it. You either lost him or you're not going to be able to find him because no one's participating. All the insurance companies are absolutely bleeding mercilessly, and yet we're told by Hillary Clinton that everything's great, that Obamacare's just fine, it just needs a little tweaking. Well, her tweaking, of course, and this is what I've said from day one, Obamacare was destined to fail, it was designed to fail. Why? Because the plan, if you recall, was always a single-payer nationalized health care system. And that's what Hillary Clinton now has just floated, of course. And she says she will defend and expand Obamacare. Fantastic. Let's expand something that's a complete, utter failure. But her idea or solution to the mass exodus of insurance companies from the exchanges is just to institute a full-scale public option. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's, I mean, again, just absolutely insane. And you're right, floating the single payer, that's like the sleight of hand. We know that, I mean, look, if Hillary Clinton were elected, that's what's going to have to happen, right? That's the whole idea, is to jam that down.
That was the whole idea from the get-go.
From the beginning, yeah, yeah.
If you recall the whole entire process, which Barack Obama told us that the American people just weren't interested in the process, yeah, we were. They were trying to pull the slaughter of men. Obamacare did not pass with a single Republican vote. Not even Olympia Snow voted for Obamacare. And so the whole idea was to get the bureaucracy in place.
Yeah.
The 16,000 IRS agents, the bureaucracy within government in order to manage the new enrollees, which only maybe number 11 million of which who are the highest users of the system. And that is why these insurance companies are bleeding to death. And so, of course, the single-payer option was always the goal. And liberalism is incrementalism. They will take as much as they can get today because the ends justify the means, which they will go after tomorrow.
Yeah, well said. I just thought it was hilarious that after all of that came out, and of course that was big news, he tried to clean up the criticism like we're talking about and said, look, the Affordable Health Care Act did a world of good and the 50-something efforts to repeal it, the Republicans have stated, were a terrible mistake. I don't think so. And you know, he said at least, and I love this line, and it goes to everything you just said with all those facts, at least we are providing insurance to more than 90% of our people. The problem is it's just not the doctor they want to go to, and it costs them an outrageous amount of money that they can't afford, right?
yeah, great. No, thank God you're getting some health care. You can't afford it, and you're seeing a warm body, but You know, you're going to either have to take the red pill or the blue pill for that gangrene that's growing down your arm.
No kidding. No kidding. It is so crazy. So we'll see where this goes. If I were Trump's campaign manager, and I think Kellyanne Conway is doing some good things, I would pounce all over this.
Well, it would be nice if the moderators would ask about Obamacare.
We have two debates
now.
And nothing.
And I was going to say, Kate, you can just keep interrupting me if you'd like and pull a cane.
Exactly. Well, maybe it'll come up this next time. We'll see, because that's exactly what I wanted to hear. I thought, boy, everyone in America wants to know what's happening there. We want to hear the thoughts. So maybe this will happen on Sunday. We'll see. What do you think happens on Sunday's debate? What do you think that's going to be like for Trump?
Well, if the moderator does not bring these things up, Trump needs to force the conversation.
Yep.
Trump needs to direct the debate. It's not the question that he's asked. It's the answer he wants to give. And so I think, and I hope that he's gotten some coaching on that, him not being a politician. In a debate, you never really answer the question. As a politician, you never answer the question. You answer the question you want asked. So he's going to have to introduce topics that Anderson Cooper simply won't want to talk about. Anderson Cooper is going to want to talk about the prostitute from Venezuela called Elisa Machado.
Yes.
Okay, that's where they're going to focus in order to paint Donald Trump as a sexist. So he is going to have to, you know, do some bobbing and weaving and not take the 2 minutes to defend himself. He simply has to talk 10 seconds in defense and then put Hillary Clinton on the offensive and make her answer for all of her failures and all of her lies that she has told consistently in the last 8 years as Madam Secretary or over the course of her lifetime as a civil servant. So hopefully Donald Trump will be on the attack this time, rather on the defense, and really expose the failures and the lies that the progressives have fed the American people during this administration and, quite frankly, as long as they've had or held any ounce of power.
Yeah. Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com. Thank you so much. Good stuff.
Hey, Kate, thanks.
All right, so you just heard Megan there, and the one thing I completely agree with, you know, because here's the thing. I've said this before. Look, the pre-existing condition, that was the best thing that happened, right? Everything else has been insane. I've heard this from all of my friends, and it doesn't matter what their political persuasion. I have plenty of people that are lifelong liberal Democrats. I mean, really, really liberal Democrats, and then others who are on the opposite end of the spectrum. And here's the thing, they all agree about the Affordable Care Act, the confusion, the jump in the prices that they're paying, excuse me, that they can't afford. And this, you know, they could be average middle class people. So imagine you're struggling, you've got some sort of disease, and that's the thing. I know I've said this before, but I had a doctor friend said to me, who, by the way, is you know, a card-carrying member of the ACLU, and he said to me, the thing I tell, and he's done gracious things for all his patients because he's basically accepting little tiny bits of money for people who can't afford it because it's so discombobulated, but he says, listen, the best thing you can do is just stay healthy, which is the most ridiculous thing because he knows you can't always control your health. You can do things to eat healthier and be healthier in many ways, but there's no, you know, you could have a ticking time bomb inside you, and who knows. So it is infuriating. And it is interesting, though, for Bill Clinton, because in some ways I give him credit. This is his true feelings in what he's saying, that, wow, this is ridiculous, because he's hearing that from people, and people are telling him they're upset about their health care and how could this happen and how did the Democrats let that happen and what it was supposed to be so great, but that's not happening, and these exchanges are shutting down, and people are just simply confused. I hope they do bring it up in the debate. I want to hear what Clinton has to say and what Donald Trump has to say. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, we're going to talk to Michael Dougherty about Julian Assange and what he has to release on Hillary Clinton and some other thoughts as well.
Hello, Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My pal Greg Stevin is idling in our virtual green room. We're going to talk about Airbnb in Raleigh, North Carolina. In fact, it's illegal, so what's happening there? And you know that his push for that, we talked about it last time, big showdown coming up in Raleigh. And for those of you interested in having an Airbnb, or perhaps you partake in Airbnbs, you don't want this to be a trend. I know a lot of my friends have stayed in them. They say it's the best. He's also the author of White House Confidential, the little book of weird presidential history. It's actually in its third edition, and I love this book. I've said this before because, you know, it's... I love nuggets anyway, but it's these little nuggets of history mixed in with the unexpected. I'll put it that way. And I love the unexpected. It's like a good book. You know, it's kind of that bowl theory. They take you up, pull you down, and then pull you up on the other side. So with that, we go to Greg Stevin. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm doing great.
So third edition, perfect timing for that because, of course, here we have this wild push for the White House. It is truly a circus watching what's happening with the Democrats and with the Republicans and everything else in between. Where is Aleppo, after all?
Can you name a foreign leader?
Yeah, anyone. Just give me anyone. Come on. Can we give you a hint? It's like, couldn't somebody have, like, held a sign up for him or something, anything? to help him, but no. So before we jump into the Airbnb, White House Confidential, tell me some good, juicy facts that weren't in there before, because this is your third edition.
Well, it was a lot of fun to add stuff about Obama. I remember there was one thing in particular. I wonder if I can find it. I can't. I can tell you the page number if I can find it, but I don't think I can say it on the radio.
Oh, that's good. I can't say it on the radio.
I already teased it pretty well. He was introducing Ellen DeGeneres at an LGBT event. And his introduction of her was so naughty that I actually couldn't believe it actually happened. I had to keep digging to vet and re-vet that he had actually said this thing. I don't think I could say it on the radio, but it left me speechless.
Wow.
The thing about Obama is that there's this whole section in the book called Goofball at a Glance, and then we name our goofball and vice goofball. And we proclaimed Barack Obama to be the runner-up in this contest for the biggest goofball as president. Because if you go back and you watch his appearances on late-night TV or that incredible speech he gave the night Bin Laden was killed, but he was at the foreign press dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a very, very funny guy, but you can tell that he has rehearsed and re-rehearsed and even over-rehearsed. I don't think there's a spontaneous bone in this man's body.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely not. He's absolutely on script. You know, you have some other little, besides the Obama stuff, you have, like, what president ordered the White House staff to rub Vaseline into his scalp when he was eating breakfast in bed? I mean, who is that?
Calvin Coolidge, of course.
I need my scalp.
He was one quirky guy. So one of the things he was famous for, they called him Silent Cow. And he did not like to talk. So, for instance, he was at a dinner one night as the president, and the woman sitting next to him said, "I bet, my friend, that I could get you to say three words." Three words, right? You know what his response was?
What?
You lose.
Ah, that's great. You lose. Oh, that's priceless. I love it.
He was very smart, but he was a very odd guy. He would never pass up an invitation for a party, but he never would talk to anyone when he was there. And someone once said to him, "Why do you go to all these parties if you don't talk to anyone?" And his response was, again, an amazing two-word response, "Gotta eat."
Gotta eat. Yeah, the president who could level a room in two words. I love it. How about the president who called his, you know, they always have nicknames for each other. A president who called his deputy chief of staff Turd Blossom.
That would have been Bush, too.
Really?
He loved nicknames. And in fact, yeah, we have a whole list in here of nicknames he called people. And he was kind of the anti-Obama in a way. Those two could not have been, well, I mean, you know, we all lived through their presidencies, but he could not have been more different. He was just jocular and fun-loving, and, you know, this is a perfect example of it. Whereas with Obama, there's also a whole section in here from reporters who, you know, spent years traveling with him, and, you know, reporter after reporter saying, "You just wish the guy would let his hair down once in a while."
Yeah, but he couldn't do that.
Apparently not.
Yeah, apparently not.
We'll see what he'll be like as an ex-president, but as president, you know, he's very rehearsed, and it'll be interesting to see what his life is like when he never has to run for re-election again and he doesn't have to answer to the people.
Yeah, and that's interesting about Bush, too, because I spent some time around Bush, too, and he used to call me Sports Princess all the time. That was my nickname, and he would say that out to me, and he was really good about remembering people's names and especially nicknames, definitely.
Yeah, there's a great story in the book about his father. So if you may remember, Dana Carvey used to make fun of Bush Sr.,
mm-hmm.
And at some point, I don't remember exactly where it was, the two of them ended up together, and Dana Carvey was impersonating the president, And then the president started impersonating Dana Carvey, impersonating the president.
So, I love it.
You know, Bush Sr. was, you know, also had an incredible sense of humor, and he was not above making fun of himself and having a good time. It is just really fascinating when you look at the range of personalities that have held the office. You might think that they would mostly be, oh, they were lawyers and they went to law school and they're serious. And we have really had some amazing and amazingly goofy people as the president of the United States.
Oh, absolutely. That speaking of that, we segue into politics of a different sort. You're fighting City Hall. Don't be stupid, Raleigh.com. I was just talking about it before you came on the Airbnb petition that you got over 1,000 signatures. So what's going to happen on Tuesday night at this city council meeting?
Well, first of all, if you're listening and you're thinking, I don't live in Raleigh, North Carolina, what do I care? Don't...
Yeah, don't think
you should care, because this can, what's happening here could happen in your city, and even if it doesn't happen in your city, if you're someone who likes to travel and you use short-term rentals or home sharing like VRBO or HomeAway or Airbnb, it can affect how and where you stay when you travel. So we just had a huge bluegrass festival here in Raleigh. It's actually the International Bluegrass Music Association's annual festival. So it's the, I believe, the biggest bluegrass festival in the world every year. And it's right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And there were hundreds of thousands of people here. Now, one, this is a very family-friendly event, and our city council is about to pass a law that is very family-unfriendly. And I'll tell you why. So with an Airbnb, you are generally either staying in someone's house, which means you literally walk through their living room to get to your bedroom, and, you know, you share the bathroom maybe with them, or they have a separate bathroom for you, but you're sharing their home. Or maybe you have a setup, you're staying in a setup where you actually have your own entrance and private space. And in some cases, an Airbnb or a VRBO may be that you're actually renting an entire house. Here in Raleigh, they're about to pass a law, if it passes tomorrow night, that says you can rent on Airbnb up to 2 rooms in your house, but to no more than 2 adults, and you cannot rent out an entire house. So let me tell you how that will impact, for instance, a very family-friendly event like the Bluegrass Festival next year.
Mm-hmm.
2 couples would not be able to travel together and use a short-term rental like Airbnb or VRBO, because you'd be limited to 2 adults. A family with 2 parents and 1 child that was older than 17, so an 18, 19, 20, or older-year-old child, would not be able to use Airbnb or VRBO. An extended family, we know this happens a lot in the Bluegrass Festival. You know, mom and dad, the grandparents, the kids, I mean, you know, the whole family gets together, rents an entire house, stays together for the weekend. This happens a lot over the holidays all over the country. Families
right.
staying together, because part of the fun of traveling with your family is you get up in the morning and you have a cup of coffee and you hang out in the kitchen and you stay up late at night. Maybe you play games or puzzles.
Sure.
That's going to be illegal in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow. So pay attention to this. We'll follow up. We'll let you know what's happening with Greg's fight. And he's right. It could affect all of you for very, very good reasons. The reasons he said, if you're traveling around and use Airbnb, look out, because it could be right there around your neighborhood or where you're traveling to. Greg, thanks so much.
You bet. Anyone can sign the petition. It's at don'tbestupidraleigh.com.
Don'tbestupidraleigh.com. See you in a few here on AT&T.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.